USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More than 16 million people in the Northeast under wind chill warnings as an Arctic blast is sweeping over the region, bringing with it the threat of frigid temperatures and high winds. That front is expected to last through today and could shatter records in cities including Boston, where wind chills are cold enough to cause frostbite within 15 minutes and could feel as low as 35 below zero. A suspected Chinese spy balloon that was initially discovered over Montana has now sailed across the USA and could end up over the Carolinas by tomorrow. That Chinese balloon was discovered hovering at about 60,000 feet just north of Billings, Montana on Thursday. So why don't we just shoot it down? Here's NBC Pentagon correspondent Courtney Kuby.
Ultimately, they decided that given its somewhat limited intelligence collection capabilities and the possibility that a debris field on the ground from the balloon could endanger people and infrastructure in Montana, they decided to recommend to the White House, to President Biden, not to take it out.
Two gang members have been arrested in connection with the massacre of six people last week, including a baby inside a California home. Those suspects and the members of the family did have a history of gang violence. Both suspects in that murder charged with six counts and other crimes. Today is World Cancer Day, the outlook for winning the war against this deadly disease, both good and bad. In the USA, deaths from cancer have dropped 33% since 1991. Still, 10 million people worldwide lost their lives to cancer in 2020. With increasing cases in 50, 40, and even 30-year-olds. Experts stressing that early detection and prevention is key. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Super Bowl fever is ramping up with the big game happening a week from tomorrow. Here's Julio Flores.
Both Super Bowl quarterbacks are commenting on the historic matchup that will be taking place in Glendale next weekend. Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media on Thursday and said, "To be on the world stage and have two black quarterbacks start in the Super Bowl, I think it's special, and I've learned more and more about the history of the black quarterback since I've been in this league." Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts also shared his thoughts on the upcoming game and said, "I think it's something worthy of being noted. It's come a long way. I think there's only been seven African-American quarterbacks to play in the Super Bowl. To be the first in something is pretty cool, so I know it will be a good one." The Chiefs and the Eagles kick off from State Farm Stadium in Super Bowl 57 on February 12th. I'm Julio Flores.
Mark Zuckerberg, born in White Plains, New York, is best known as the creator of Facebook, with his story of his success, one of trial, error, and ultimately success, on this day in history. 2004, Harvard student Mark Zuckerberg launched what was then known as the Facebook. It started with an online program called FaceMash, of which he was the primary developer. Harvard ended up shutting that program down, but then he launched the Facebook. Within the first 4 months of the site going live, more than 250,000 college students were on the Facebook, spanning over 34 schools. The rest, as they say, is history. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.